now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA, are the myriad of ways to get involved in this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And we have a huge edition of the Attack on tap for you. And I'll set the table and we'll start knocking things down on the other side. But right now, as we do at the very top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, I will run down the myriad of ways that you can get the Spano and Black Attack via your devices and take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go. Let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. Also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews, so all that more available at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they Windows, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility. Apple, Android, Windows. Or just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline. But on the other side, we will set the table for a big Monday edition of the Attack and then start knocking things down. That's all next. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
We tip off this big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack doing what we do in the first big segment of each hour. It's setting the table, and then we're going to knock things down. I am Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. And we do have a big 2 hours on tap for you. Obviously, the focus of hour number one and most of this entire show is going to be Game 7 of the NBA Finals as the Cleveland Cavaliers knock off the Golden State Warriors 93-89 at the Oracle in Oakland. They cap their three-game-to-one deficit comeback and win the NBA Finals 4-3. That's going to be the focus of our number one. And, you know, all the takeaways and all the sidebar for stories that resulted from Game 7 will be the focus of our number one. And even as we roll into our number two, where we start to have on some guests and knock down not only NBA Finals talk, but also get into some other things. And at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report will join us, and we will talk all things NBA Finals with him. Everything from why Game 7 unfolded the way it did to all of these sidebar stories, greatness of LeBron, the historical significance of the Warriors' 73-win regular season, all that and more, which will be big topics of discussion in hour number one, we'll then tackle with Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report right at the top 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. As we roll through hour number two, to take us home at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Ryan Ballengee from Golf News Net and Yahoo Sports will join us, and he'll help us recap the U.S. Open from Oakmont. Dustin Johnson gets off the Schneid, and he finally wins a major in impressive fashion, and we will talk about that and what it means to his future and if this is maybe just the start for Dustin Johnson now that he's off the Schneid. That's at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But we really need to dive right in because, again, the story that takes center stage this morning is the Cleveland Cavaliers' 93-89 victory in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. A most improbable Game 7 win, especially when you look through four games of this NBA Finals, as the Cavaliers storm back from being 3-1 down. They make history being the first team in NBA Finals history to come back from that 3-1 deficit to win the series. They become the first road team to win a Game 7 in the NBA Finals since the 1978 Washington Bullets, and just the fourth team overall in NBA Finals history to win a Game 7. And to no one's surprise, the great one, King James, is named the series MVP. And rightfully so, as from the time the Cleveland Cavaliers were down 3-1 till the final moment of that 93-89 victory where the Cavaliers became the champions of the NBA basketball world for their first time, and they give the city of Cleveland its first major professional sports champion in 52 years. LeBron James, from that point of being down 3-1 till the end of Game 7, he took the Cleveland Cavaliers, he elevated them in a way that no other team in this league could, put him on his shoulders, pulled the wagon, whatever you want to call it, and willed his Cavaliers to three straight victories, including two in the Oracle in Oakland, which is a place that the Warriors just do not lose. So an incredibly impressive Game 7 for LeBron, an incredible series for LeBron, and just a great Game 7. It was a terrific basketball game. There's really no other way to describe it. You know, you came into this series, and you came into this Game 7, and through six games of the series, while everything was even, Steven, from three games apiece to total number of points scored by each team, none of the games themselves were competitive. They were all blowouts. And finally, in the Game 7, you get something that you've been looking for this entire series, that nip-and-tuck, back-and-forth classic game. And you got it in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And I guess one's left to wonder, can you call this one a classic NBA Finals? Through six games, you probably could. Even though when you totaled up the numbers, three apiece, even in points scored, through six games, well, you still couldn't call it a classic because you had to have one of those nail-biting games. They were all blowouts. Well, you take the fact that the series went the distance, through six games, while each and every one of those six games were blowouts, the series was as evenly matched as you could get. And then you have a Game 7 in the series that is a nail-biter, that's all tied until the final minute, with the final margin of victory being merely 4 points. You get a historic comeback from 3-1 down, and the team that wins this series, the Cleveland Cavaliers, knocks off a team that, had they won this game, would have been making a case for being the greatest team in NBA history with their historic regular season win total, their one NBA championship already in the bank, and then on their way to another. So when you look at this series in totality, with all the storylines that we had and everything else, the truth of the matter is, it was a classic. I guess the result is you got a classic seven-game series, and one that will go down amongst the great series in NBA history, and really will be one for the ages, not only because of how even it was despite the blowouts through the first six games, but the classic Game 7, the storyline of Cleveland coming back from down 3-1, the storyline of King James elevating his team like few others and dominating this series and putting his stamp on this series like few others ever have. So what you got was a classic seven-game series. And Game 7 was just one of these incredibly tight and hotly contested basketball games that we've been waiting for in this series. It was a tight game throughout. It was a single digits game throughout, and usually a one or two score game all the way through. You had a couple of interesting runs here that had you wondering what direction this game was going to go at times. But all in all, it was a close, hotly contested, tight game with a couple of runs that were key for each side, which as we get up against it now on the other side, we'll dive into some of those key runs and we'll really start to dissect exactly why the Cleveland Cavaliers were able to win Game 7, why the Warriors fell short, and why exactly for the first time in 52 years and for the first time ever for the Cavaliers, the city of Cleveland has a major professional sports champion. That'll be next on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. Well, more NBA Finals Game 7 talk with me, Joe Spano, on the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline, right after this very short timeout.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Apologize for the low fidelity edition. We just had a blackout in the entire neighborhood where my studio is, and you know, we are down right now, and I unfortunately we have to bring you the cell phone edition of the attack. We don't think we're gonna have it fixed before the end of the show. But we should be back running up in full steam tomorrow. Kind of an odd occurrence. Lost power slowly. Everything was fine this morning. It was all set. and all that great audio that we usually have all cut up for you and ready to roll, along with everything else that we usually have, and then literally start getting a brownout. Next thing you know, I've got no power in the studio. So I apologize for this low-fidelity edition of the Spano and Black Attack, but we'll get you through, bring you all the same great content. It just won't be as exciting and clear to listen to, and you do miss some of the great audio highlights that we had pulled. That said, we'll get through. 1-800-878-PLAY to weigh in. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And thus far, the focus of the discussion, of course, has been Game 7 NBA Finals and the NBA Finals as a whole, with the Cavaliers topping the Warriors 93-89 and taking the best of seven NBA Finals 4-3. And, you know, in talking about this series, we've talked about the greatness of LeBron so far. We talked about some of the history that was made in this series. First time a team down 3-1 in the NBA Finals to win a series. First road team to win a Game 7 in the NBA Finals since 1978, and the Washington Bullets being just the fourth team overall to win a Game 7 on the road in the NBA Finals, giving Cleveland its first major league sports champions since 1964 in the Cleveland Browns, giving the Cavaliers their first ever NBA championship. That's just some of the history that goes into this great series. That coupled with the fact that despite the first six games not being hotly contested, but ending up being extremely evenly matched, and then with this great Game 7, the realities are this series does have to go down as an all-time classic for so many of the reasons that I detailed in the last segment. From the fact that, quite simply, the number of different historic elements that were here to hotly contested, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on. That said, let's get into this game a little, because that's where I left you off. The game itself, Game 7 itself, a game that was tight throughout, but a game that had some ebb and flow and had you wondering at times which way this game was teetering. You go back to the first half, tight throughout. But I thought the 8-2 run, last 2.5 minutes of the first half, was a real key for the Golden State Warriors. And even as I tweeted going into halftime, I'm like, boy, I think that's going to pay some major dividends for the Golden State Warriors. And in many ways, I thought that run had put the Warriors in some control and really had them in a position where at 49-42 at halftime, where if they could get off to a good start in the third quarter, they could put this one away. And there are a number of reasons I felt that way. You know, when you looked at the first half, the Warriors were dominating with the threes. You know, they had a huge advantage. I believe they were +9 made threes through the first half. Cavaliers couldn't get their three ball going, and the Warriors had theirs go. And that's usually a recipe for victory in today's NBA. So the big advantage with the threes, the Cavaliers, and they spent all night like this, they were extremely slow to get into their offense. Their offense was pretty stagnant. Not that the Warriors' offense was great, but they were pretty stagnant. And the only thing that was really keeping Cleveland in the game was second chance points, points in the paint, and fast break points. But even there, they weren't dominating. They were better than the Warriors, but it wasn't these dominating edges. And the thing that stood out was the Warriors' ability to hit the three ball. And I really thought they had outplayed the Cavaliers in the first half. And that run gave them that lead that, to me, I thought they had earned with their play in the first half. Have they come out, put something together in the third quarter? My impression with the way the Cavaliers were playing, they probably would have put it away. But then you have that big run to start the third quarter, the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, led by J.R. Smith and complemented by Kyrie Irving. It was a 12-5 Cavs run that tied that one at 50, that tied this game at 54. And pretty much from there, it was back and forth, nip and tuck all the way. The runs were pretty small, and the game was pretty close the rest of the way from there. To me, that was really the story. You know, that was the story of this basketball game, those two runs, the run going into the half and the run coming out for the third quarter, one by Golden State first and then one by the Cavaliers to get back into it. To me, in many ways, that was the story of this basketball game right up until the fourth quarter. And here's what's amazing. You watch this fourth quarter unfold, and you start to say to yourself, boy, even in today's NBA, where it's faster than it's been in a long time, and everybody plays small ball, and it's all about floor spacing and ball movement and getting into transition and all these other things. Fourth quarter, Game 7, NBA Finals, what happens? The game slows down to a walk. And now both teams are really slogging it out in the half court. And Golden State was simply all, I mean, neither team could really score in the fourth quarter with any sort of efficiency and proficiency. And you had an over four-minute run in the fourth quarter where neither team scored. They just went back and forth, missing shots, turning over the basketball. But the Cleveland Cavaliers really brought their defense in the half court in a major, major way, led by LeBron James, and you have that block of Andre Iguodala after Iguodala gets clear. That kind of says it all. And Cavaliers hold the Warriors to just 13 fourth-quarter points, and that ends up being a difference in plain English. You know, neither team in the fourth quarter was great, and neither team throughout this game was great offensively. But in particular, in the fourth quarter, where this game really grinded to a halt offensively. And, you know, it was the Cavaliers who really took over that fourth quarter on the defensive end of the floor. Everybody played their best defense of the year. But LeBron with the big block of Iguodala in the final minute and a half. You had Tristan Thompson, who was a factor defensively throughout, switching on guys and everything else and defending everybody 1 through 5. Love did a better job on defense throughout. But the ability to close out on three-point shooters, the ability to handle the switches and really just be on point defensively in the fourth quarter of that Game 7, when finally in the NBA playoffs we see old-school slow-down basketball. That fourth quarter was slow, slog-it-out basketball. Both offenses were kind of ugly. Both offenses took forever to get into their stuff, in particular the Cavaliers. And that great three-point shooting that had been the calling card of the Golden State Warriors all season long and all through this series disappears in fourth quarter Game 7, as I believe the Golden State Warriors only made 1 3 in the fourth quarter. And that, in many ways, became one of the other differences. You know, so when you look at reasons and you break down this game, a game that was close throughout, where each team kind of had a major run, the Golden State Warriors to close it out at halftime and take control, but the control wasn't for long. Because give the Cavaliers a lot of credit. If they let Golden State make a run early third quarter, get this game up to double digits, I don't think they're coming back because their offense was not incredibly efficient in this game. And I don't know if they could have dug out of a double-digit hole against a team as proficient as the Golden State Warriors, despite how they played last night. So that said, a great job right at the outset of the third quarter to get on a run and get right back in this game. And then you have back and forth the rest of the way, with defense being the calling card. And that calling card was played by LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. On the other side, you know, more takeaways and dissection of Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Before we kind of start to move into some of the other storylines, you know, where LeBron is in the pantheon of great players and where the Golden State Warriors are in the pantheon of great teams. All that more is upcoming here on the Spano and Black Effect. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better, and I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With pro-focused events that feature special savings opportunities just for pros, getting the best price on the right tools for the job couldn't be easier.
During Lowe's Pro Bonus Days, pros can save $150 on a carry-on utility trailer with gate. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Valid 6/20 through 6/24 and item number 100369. Exclusions apply, not available for sale in some stores, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three, and if you're not out of the hospital, then I'll loose the dogs on you.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number. Hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA, and be particularly sure to follow us not only on Twitter at both my Twitter handle at Joe Spano 56, but I think it's even more important to follow us at Sports Byline USA. We give you all kinds of great programming updates, including updates on what's coming up on the Best of Byline, that two-hour block that rerun on a daily basis on weekdays, 6 p.m., 3 Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 Pacific time, on weekdays here on Sports Byline. It's that second chance to take a listen to anything you may have missed from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So I encourage you to follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA. Take advantage of getting those that insight into what's coming up on our programming day. And take advantage and listen to the Best of Byline. Man, if you missed anything and you want to catch it, that's a great way to do it here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So let's dive back in. We're talking Game 7 NBA Finals, no surprise to anybody. And we're talking about the whys and wherefores, and what fores, as it were, of the Cavaliers' victory over the Warriors. And, you know, we talked about how close and hotly contested the game was throughout. We talked about the history-making elements. And I guess the final thing to point at is what players were the keys. And, you know, who allowed and who was key in that team reigning supreme. And, you know, you've got to start when you look at Game 7. You've got to start with the NBA Finals MVP, and that's LeBron James. Again, a triple-double in Game 7. You know, he's great rebounding the basketball, and he was a factor on the boards on both ends of the floor. A huge factor on the defensive end. Witness that block from behind on Andre Iguodala late with the game all knotted up that ends up leading to the Kyrie Irving three that ends up being the difference. So you got the rebounds, you got the defense, you had the great ability to find the open man and facilitate the offense of others as the Cleveland Cavaliers, in all reality, point guard. The offense didn't come as easy as it did in games 5 and 6, but he got help on the offensive end from some other guys. Kyrie Irving coming up big in the second half. J.R. Smith being the key to that early third quarter run that pulled the Cavaliers back in. Tristan Thompson, again, a beast on the boards. Kevin Love, a beast on the boards. Tristan Thompson doing a great job on the defensive end of the court. So when you look at it, LeBron was great LeBron, and he was aggressive, and he attacked. And, you know, he really, in many ways, was the guy that pulled the wagon and willed the Cavaliers to this Game 7 victory. But unlike in Games 4 and 5 and 6, where his offense came and he scored 41 in back-to-back nights, well, he didn't even get 30 here. The outside shot wasn't falling. He wasn't leaning on it. And he did have some struggles scoring the basketball on the offensive end of the floor. But he had a lot more help than Draymond Green had for the Golden State Warriors. And in what was billed in many ways a Game 7, the battle between the multiple-time league MVPs, and Game 7 being a battle between LeBron James and Steph Curry, well, it wasn't that, because one of them didn't show up to play very well, and that was Steph Curry. You know, everybody wants to make the case that LeBron James has passed the mantle with Steph Curry as the NBA's best player. Well, if you watch this series, you can see that's clearly not the case, because it was LeBron that came up big and dragged his team to victory, willed them to victory, carried his team along with the entire city of Cleveland on his gigantic broad shoulders and brought them to victory. Well, Steph Curry came up small. Came up small again. Disappeared in the fourth quarter. Small throughout the series. Small throughout the game. And it was Draymond Green that was the star for the Golden State Warriors. But he didn't get any help. Now, we talked about the help that LeBron James got from his Cavalier teammates, Kyrie Irving, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, even to a lesser degree, Richard Jefferson. But now you look at Draymond Green, and he was incredible, 32 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists, 11 for 15 from the field, 6 for 8 from 3. When Cleveland decided, okay, we're going to take the Splash Brothers out and dare Draymond Green and force Draymond Green to be the man. And he was the man in Game 7. Made his free throws, 4 for 4 from the line. Fipped in with a couple of steals. It is always great defense. And only turned the ball over twice. You then look at the Splash Brothers. In a pivotal and deciding Game 7, when superstars are supposed to step up, Steph Curry, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 for 19 from the field, 4 for 4 from deep, 4 turnovers. Klay Thompson, 14 points on 6 for 17 from the field, 2 for 10 from deep. Harrison Barnes got off to a big start, was a positive factor early. And hear from him again. 10 points on 3 for 10 shooting. Festus Ezeli again. An awful NBA Finals and lost out there in Game 7. So what did you really get? It was Draymond Green and very little help versus LeBron James and a lot more help. But LeBron James was the linchpin, and he was the man. And he is the man. And he showed you why he's still the best player in the NBA, in my mind. And it's something we'll discuss throughout this show. And we'll continue to discuss. But, you know, when you look back, those were the keys to Game 7. We talked about the three-point shooting excellence of Golden State. Well, this appeared in the fourth quarter when you needed it to most, and the edge in rebounds and points in the paint and free throws made and points in transition and fast break points, well, that overcame that three-point deficit for the Cavs. It's usually not the case, but it did, because when the Warriors needed those three-pointers the most, they weren't going down and they couldn't score. And ultimately, what took over this game late was the Cavaliers' defense in the fourth quarter. So, to me, when you kind of mix this all up and put it together, and you wonder why aren't the Golden State Warriors the NBA champs for the second straight year, and why aren't we talking about this 73-win team, now is one of the great teams in NBA history because of back-to-back championships, a record-setting regular season win total, and beating King James from back-to-back seasons. Well, here's the reasons. No, it's not the suspension in Game 5. I'm not willing to go there. The Game 5 suspension of Draymond's not a place I'm willing to go. I said it at the time. I didn't think the suspension was justified and that a suspension would have been much better served, you know, in the series against Oklahoma City, where Draymond deserved to be suspended for his transgression. Didn't think he did here. Thought it was a miscarriage of justice. But I'm not willing to put this on Draymond Green. He was back for Game 6 and Game 7, and you had two more chances with Green on the floor to close it out. And Green did nothing to not uphold his end of the bargain after returning. And should he have been smart enough not to put himself in a position to get suspended in Game 5? Sure he has. Sure he should have, but he didn't. But that said, it wasn't him that dropped the ball in Game 6 and Game 7 when you had two more chances to close out the Cavaliers. He came up big. Came up huge in Game 7. Where the night that he had some help from his teammates. Splash Brothers come up small. And Klay has been a positive fact throughout this series. It's Steph Curry that has him. And that's the guy everybody is passing the mantle to as the NBA's best player. He simply is not. And it showed in this series. You know, he's never a factor on the defensive end of the floor in a positive way. And you saw in the second half when Kyrie Irving started to take over and really contribute scoring points on the offensive end, the Cavaliers couldn't get Steph Curry in the pick and roll fast enough and make sure to have him covering Kyrie Irving. And Steph had no answers on the defensive end to stop Kyrie Irving. So when he's not bringing offense, he doesn't bring anything. So that you know, as great as he is, and I'm not taking anything away from his greatness, but he's not the best player in the NBA. And really, the fact that not only the other stars besides Draymond Green for the Warriors coming up small, the role players came up small. Role players supposed to play better at home than they do on the road. Game 7 in your building. Your other players, your Festus Ezeli, Harrison Barnes, you know, your bench players, they have to come up bigger than they did here. And it was LeBron that got all the help, not only from his stars in Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, but quality role players in Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith and Richard Jefferson. They all came up big. And as a result, the Cavaliers having a parade, hoisted the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and they're the champions of the NBA world. There's no other way to describe it. Those are the whys and what fors of this basketball game. Those contributions, the fact that the Cavaliers in the fourth quarter, when it turned into old guard, half-court, ugly NBA basketball, which I never thought we'd see again in many ways. But when push came to shove, final 12 minutes of the final game of the NBA season, the game slowed down. We always talk about it. You got to be able to play in a half court. And you would have thought in a situation like that, the team that comes into this series with the superior defense, the Golden State Warriors, would have had the edge. But it's the Cavaliers who uncharacteristically step up on defense and hold the Warriors to 13 points, render their three-point shooting a moot point, and there you go. And that's really the story of Game 7. I don't know how many other places I can go, except that it was there for the Warriors for the taking. They let the Cavaliers up off the deck early, and they didn't seize control late. And that's why they're a footnote in NBA history. And that is something we'll get to. But as we move along in hour number two, you know, early in hour number two, we're going to talk to Dan Favale from the Bleacher Report, and we'll get his take on a lot of this stuff. But as we move along, I do want to talk about LeBron still being the best the NBA has to offer. And I'll make the case in great detail as we move along, and I'll also make the case that the Warriors' 73-win season is just a footnote in NBA history. But on the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Dale Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Well, we have the heart of a champion here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. The focus thus far has been NBA Finals Game 7 and NBA Finals Series as a whole. And we've really talked top to tail and broke it down every way to Sunday here as to why the Warriors lost, why the Cavaliers won, why the Cavaliers are hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy as the champions of the NBA world. Gave you a breakdown of the game, gave you my thoughts, gave you a lot of my takeaways. And, you know, in hour number two, we're going to have a couple of guests. We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk some U.S. Open golf. And we're going to get into a couple of other topics. I mean, you know, you look at this collapse down 3-1. First time in NBA Finals history, the team's come back from down 3-1. And you really have to say to yourself, is this one of the great collapses in NBA history? And I guess you'd have to say yes. And as a result, and we'll get into the discussion more in hour number two, but it's hard for me to look at this team, this Warriors team, despite their 73 regular season wins and despite the fact that they were one victory away from cementing their legacy as one of the NBA's great teams. But without having done that, it's very hard for me to look at them as anything other than a footnote in NBA history, and we'll make the case in hour number two why they're just that footnote. Also in hour number two, we're going to talk about the greatness of LeBron. But right now we're going to step aside on Sports Byline, and then I'll be back with you for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Four proposals in the Senate on gun laws are in the spotlight today. Republican leaders scheduling procedural votes on the measures after a Democratic filibuster last week after the Orlando massacre. All four will likely fail to hit 60-vote thresholds that are needed to move forward. It's no secret it's hot in Arizona, but Sunday's temperatures so extreme a plane en route from Houston to Phoenix was forced to turn around.
It was a record high for June 19th in Phoenix at a whopping 118 degrees. The National Weather Service says the temperature could could be around the same today. Back in 1990, when Phoenix recorded its all-time high of 122, all flights out of the airport were grounded. I'm Russ Jones.
Well, Russ, Cleveland is taking home the NBA championship. The Cavaliers beating the Golden State Warriors last night 93-89 to win Game 7 and claim the team's first ever NBA championship. LeBron James named MVP. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're two for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. Took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Firefighters now in their sixth day of battling a huge blaze in Santa Barbara County, California. Authorities saying the Sherpa fire is as stubborn as they come, with winds as high as 55 miles an hour, hampering efforts to control it. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein's gun control proposal, one of four that'll be weighed by the U.S. Senate today.
She tells CBS has faced the nation about her proposal.
If there is reasonable suspicion that the person is a potential terrorist, the gun sale can be denied.
She says it's not your run-of-the-mill gun control bill.
This is really a national security issue. It isn't a gun control issue.
Feinstein says her legislation could have helped stop the Orlando nightclub massacre.
Omar Mateen would have been picked up by this.
Similar proposals have been denied in the Senate in the past. I'm Randy Fuller.
Well, Ticketmaster going to be giving out tickets to free shows as part of a class action lawsuit over inflated fees that were settled last month. The company going to be compensating about 50 million people with free ticket vouchers. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Well, terrorism, national security, and other topics dominating Donald Trump's rally on the Strip.
If you think Orlando was the end of it with this weak attitude and this pathetic president that we have, it wasn't, folks. It wasn't. It wasn't. This is just the beginning.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee telling supporters at Treasure Island on Saturday that the current war on terror is different because you don't know who the enemy is. He warns you're going to have problems the likes of which you've never seen unless Donald Trump is elected president. Well, they will be edited, but the conversations police had with the gunman during the Orlando mass shooting will be made public.
He talked about his pledges of allegiance to a terrorist group. He talked about his motivations for why he was claiming at that time he was committing this horrific act. He talked about American policy in some ways.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch telling CNN State of the Union that limited transcripts of the three 911 calls made by Omar Mateen will be released on Monday. She says the transcripts will be limited to avoid victims reliving the attack and take out any references to ISIS. During the shooting, Lynch says the shooter did not talk about gay Americans. He killed 59 people, injuring 53 more, opening fire on the Pulse nightclub last Sunday. In Chicago, a dozen people are dead after a weekend filled with shootings. Police say 12 people lost their lives and over 40 others injured in separate shootings that happened from Friday evening through early this morning. About 1,800 people have been shot in Chicago this year. This is USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, we know a lot of you do. At Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA are the two ways to get involved on Twitter. We've got a big hour upcoming for you here on the Spano and Black Attack in this hour two of the Monday edition of the attack. Right on the other side of the break, Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report will join us, and we'll talk all things NBA Finals and then take us home. 48th hour, number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Ryan Ballinger, Golf News Net, Yahoo Sports will join us, and we'll recap Dustin Johnson's win at the U.S. Open out Oakmont and get into some of the storylines from that, including USGA silliness and more here in hour two of the attack. And sandwiched in between those two guys, I'll weigh in on LeBron, still the greatest, and still King James, and the Golden State Warriors, merely a footnote in NBA history. But now very quickly, as we do at the top of each and every hour, we're going to do it in a little bit of a rapid-fire fashion. I'll let you know the number of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you. There's the great apps like iHeart and TuneIn Radio and Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline. But now, on the other side, we're going to step away. And when we come back, Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report will join us. All things NBA Finals, and maybe a little more as time permits. That's next year on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and the focus has been, throughout this entire show, NBA Finals Game 7 and NBA Finals Game Series as a whole. But now let's go out to our phones and bring in, from the Bleacher Report, Dan Favalli, and we're going to continue our talk of all things NBA Finals. Dan, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to have you aboard.
Oh, it's always fun to be on. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, man. I mean, you know, and in looking back at Game 7, and I guess the place I'm left to start, and these are some things that we've discussed thus far, and we will be discussing as the show continues along. I guess the place I'm going to start is the greatness of LeBron James and how incredible he was in this series. And it's something I've talked about for about a month now. Most underappreciated player in the NBA or perhaps in professional sports today, number one. And number two, while everybody took the mantle away from him as the best player in the NBA today, his performance in these NBA finals made it clear to me that he is still the best player the NBA has to offer.
Yeah, I think that's certainly a statement that you can argue that he made, and it's hard to argue against it at this point. Stephen Curry had a phenomenal season, but when you're really just looking at who's more valuable to their team, and you see what the Cavaliers have been without LeBron compared to what they are with him, the difference is night and day, and you just look at him, the way he plays on the basketball court. This guy's 31, and yet he still literally does everything. At the end of Game 7 last night, he's the one getting that chase down block. He's the one getting back on defense. He's the one jumping passing lanes and just certainly all over the place. He is, to me, the most complete player we've ever seen in NBA history, and I thought the last three games of the finals were a microcosm of that, and I also thought they were a much-needed reminder at this point that while LeBron's up there, in age, at this stage of his career, he isn't fully gone yet, or he isn't on the back end of anything yet. This is still prime LeBron James that we're watching.
And I think that's a great point. And I guess from here, we looked at him as, and in my mind, he's still the best the NBA has to offer at this moment. With this improbable victory after being down 3-1, with him leading, you know, every player on both clubs in five major categories, points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. Where does this put him in the pantheon of all-time great players? Where does he rank amongst Jordan and Russell and Bird and those guys? I want your thoughts on that as well. Where does LeBron rank all-time now with this victory, the other two NBA Finals victories, and the wealth of individual accolades through his career?
I think for me, for the last few years, he's been that guy that you mentioned in the same breath as Jordan. And I guess you really can't change that with this title, but it really does make his case as the greatest of all time for people who want to make that case really just ironclad almost. We like to count the rings, but you just have to look at the body of work when everybody's on the court. And I think that at this point, when you look at what LeBron James does as a player and all the things he can do, there are things that he will do on the basketball court that Jordan never could. And we tend to mythologize those rings when we really do need to try and look at LeBron's entire body of work again to see what he does as an individual, to see how important he is to his team, to see some of the other teams that he's beaten on the biggest stage, most notably these Warriors. His case has just gotten so much stronger. It's to the point where you can argue anything with him, even saying, hey, he's better than Jordan. He is the greatest of all time, and no one can really dismiss you because that's just the point that he's at right now.
I agree wholeheartedly, and that is the voice of Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report. So we're going to talk all things NBA Finals. Well, let's kind of circle back to the game itself a little bit. And in watching this game, a couple of things that stood out in my mind, and it was really the fourth quarter. You know, you've watched this series, and for six games and three quarters, it was about pace of play and offensive execution and everything else. All of a sudden in the fourth quarter, with everybody having their backs against the wall and all hands on deck, it became a very old school, half court, slow down, defensive oriented NBA Finals for that final quarter. And it was the Cavaliers who, by all accounts, are not a particularly good defensive team, yet they took over on the defensive end of the floor, led by LeBron James. You know, kind of talk about that final quarter of Game 7 and weigh in with your thoughts in that regard.
I think you had both teams to sort of explain the pace, reach a point where they were just trying to protect the lead, even if they didn't have it, where you weren't necessarily trying to extend your lead or to play even better. You were sort of just pressing. I think the pressure gets to you there. But the Cavaliers' defense during that fourth quarter was absolutely phenomenal. You hold the Warriors to, I believe, 13 points, but more importantly, you survive the serial switches that they force you into. And just a picture-perfect play was that last possession where Kevin Love was switched on to Stephen Curry, and he's able to stay in front of him, even though Stephen Curry was trying to cross him up. Maybe Curry should have tried to go to the basket more, but that you had Kevin Love, whose defense gets destroyed at any time you talk about it, to go up against the MVP of the league in the regular season and to really keep him in check. It was just that example of the defense that the Cavaliers were playing. Kyrie Irving did some nice things on the floor. Tristan Thompson was phenomenal during the entire game, especially when he was in the middle. LeBron was absolutely awesome on defense. The Cavaliers, you're right, have not been a good defensive team for parts of this postseason, but they stepped up in different ways against the Warriors. And they put them on in a big way when it mattered most in that Game 7, and to see how many players were coming together and really fighting over screens and jumping passes and making touching shots, it was pretty incredible.
Well, you know, I think they found something that they can hang their hat on defensively going forward. And it is Tristan Thompson at the center position. In today's small ball style NBA, to have a guy that's slightly undersized at center but can go in there and bang with the true bigger centers in the NBA, dominate on the glass, give you some garbage scoring on the interior, but very importantly can go out and play anybody 1 through 5 on the perimeter. You know, he can, if you switch all screens, he'll be okay, because if he's stuck guarding the point guard, he's shown you that he can do it. So I think when you couple that with the excellence of execution that LeBron brings on the defensive end of the floor, going forward, I think the Cavaliers may have really found something on defense that they can capitalize on going forward. Did you see a lot of the same things?
Yes, and especially off the ball. Tristan Thompson did a great job of coming out on the perimeter and denying Curry the ball at points where he didn't play Thompson. You have to wonder if he would be able to keep up with these guys off the dribble over the long term. That would be something you're still concerned with. But in today's league, you're right. He's absolutely your ideal center to start crafting a defense around because he can defend multiple positions, because he won't get burned off every switch, and because you can pull him outside the paint, try to deny some of these guards or these wings the ball, and you won't get killed for it because he's so good at recovering. So he's definitely someone that you look to and say, hey, maybe this is someone that Cavaliers can build their defense around next season. Maybe this is also someone who can help us cover up for Kevin Love's deficiency a little bit more if we design the proper schemes and the way we play switches with Love and Thompson up before. So it does open up a world of options for them, and it's pretty convenient that it came out now where we were really seeing this, because Thompson wasn't necessarily defending like this throughout the entire playoffs. Even during the regular season, he was good, but something just clicked in the NBA Finals, and it'll certainly be intriguing to see if it holds leading into next year.
A couple of more before we let you go. I'm going to go to break just a little bit late here. You know, ultimately, and I think you stumbled upon, you talked about it a lot, as great as LeBron was in this series, and he was the guy who pulled the wagon to get to Game 7. In Game 7, great defensively, great facilitating the offense of others, but his offense struggled, and it wasn't coming for him, and the outside shot wasn't there. And I guess my big takeaway from Game 7, and one of the main keys, was LeBron got a lot more help in Game 7 from the likes of Tristan Thompson, from the likes of Kyrie Irving in particular on the offensive end, J.R. Smith chipping in right at the top of the third quarter to pull the Cavs back in. And it looked like Draymond Green in Game 7, despite being on their home floor, was almost going at it alone. And that, many ways, was the difference in this game. It was certainly LeBron that got him to this point, but other players taking on bigger roles and making bigger contributions ended up being the key in Game 7.
It most definitely was. I think it was easy to argue leading into Game 7 that this might have been like a star-for-star battle just because of the way LeBron James had been playing, because of the struggles that Stephen Curry had been going through, because of what Kyrie Irving was doing, because of the game you needed from Draymond Green. I personally thought that it was going to come down to which big three was better, but LeBron James' Cavaliers come out and they really helped us pick up the slack on the offensive end because he wasn't hitting shots like he was in games 5 and 6. The opportunities that he was getting weren't always there, and to see that he was able to defer not only to Irving but to J.R. Smith at a different point, to Kevin Love, who was aggressive even if he wasn't especially efficient. It was even big for the Cavaliers, but they were able to keep Kevin Love on the floor for the time that they did because they've shown that inclination to not play him when Draymond Green isn't just in the game, but when he's playing for the Warriors at all, just because he helps create all those mismatches that aren't good for Kevin Love. So it was the Cavaliers' most complete effort of the series by far, and it couldn't have happened on a better night because LeBron James, after carrying them through Game 5 and 6, just didn't have it in terms of his shot. He's been struggling with his jumper all year, and you knew it was going to regress toward the mean eventually. The question was, would players outside of Kyrie Irving step up when he needed them to, when the Warriors forced him to defer the ball? And they did, and that made a huge difference in the end, like you said.
Dan, great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. I thought you've given us some great insight into Game 7, into the series, and into why the Cleveland Cavaliers are now the champions of the NBA basketball world. We'll be reaching out to you as the offseason unfolds and as storylines take place that shape the fortunes of the upcoming NBA season. Thanks so much for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it, Dan.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Dan Favalli from the Bleacher Report joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, LeBron's still the best the NBA has to offer. I'll tell you why next. And I'll tell you why the Warriors' 73-win NBA season is just a footnote in NBA history. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56 and at SportsBylineUSA. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup, oh, blocked by James! LeBron James with the rejection.
Irving and Curry, one-on-one, Irving puts it up,
it's good! Kyrie Irving from downtown!
Irving drives to James, misses the jam, but foul! James will shoot two free throws as he goes down hard. Rattles in the second. Four. Shumpert trying to stay with Curry. Catches. One dribble. Steps back. Puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spates. Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Well, that's Mike Breen on the call, courtesy of ABC ESPN, and those are the highlights of the very back end of the Cavaliers' Game 7 NBA Finals victory over the Golden State Warriors, and a lot of those highlights, they bring us back to the attack. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free way to hang out with me here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. I think a lot of those highlights illustrate the greatness of LeBron James and really show why he is still the very best that the NBA has to offer. I thought Dan made some very interesting points about LeBron perhaps being the best of all time. There's still a lot of work to do in that regard before he passes Bill Russell and Michael Jordan, but he's firmly in the top five as far as the greatest players to ever play this game. And I think now he eclipses Larry Bird as the greatest forward to ever play in the NBA. And if you need help making your case, if you need some more reinforcement as it relates to the case of LeBron, let's take a look at it. Here's the proof. Four-time NBA MVP, 2009, 2010, 2012, 2013. So he did it back-to-back twice. 12-time All-Star. 10-time All-NBA first team. 2 times All-NBA second team. 5 times All-NBA defensive first team. 1 time NBA All-Defensive second team. NBA Rookie of the Year. Now 3 times the Finals MVP. First player in the history of the NBA Finals to lead all players in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks in an entire Finals series. And the first player in the history of the NBA to lead his team back from 3-1 down in an NBA Finals series. What more proof could you possibly need that he's still the best that there is in the NBA today? Well, if you need some more, I'll give you some more. Here's those NBA Finals stats, just to put them into perspective. 29.7 points, 11.3 rebounds, 8.9 assists, 2.6 steals, 2.3 blocks per game. So if you have some doubts as to the greatness of LeBron, and if you doubt that he is still the best that the NBA has to offer, don't. Those numbers, sustained excellence, sustained dominance, and still dominating today, show you why he's the best that the game has to offer. And I've talked a lot about him being underappreciated, oft-criticized, and everything else. And now you look back through this run through to the NBA championship. You looked at Steph Curry, inconsistent and coming up small in these NBA finals. You looked at Oklahoma City that has 2 of the 10 best players in the game. And players that are rarely criticized. Well, in the case of Durant, he's rarely criticized. Westbrook at times unjustly criticized as well. But those guys don't get the vitriol in their criticism, even Westbrook, that LeBron James receives. And they're up 3-1. They found a way to lose that series. They came up small frequently when it counted the most. And if you remember, as we were going through the NBA playoffs, we spotlighted the failings of those two guys down the stretch in big situations. So when you look at it, you got Steph and Clay. Inconsistent to become. In the case of Steph, came up small this entire series. In the case of Clay, needed the most, came up small in Game 7. We talked about the failings of Westbrook and Durant. And you've also seen the failings of other great players as it relates to consistency in the postseason. So when you're as consistently excellent as LeBron in the postseason, when you have these myriad of numbers, and in a head-to-head battle with a team that won 73 regular season games and comes in with the 2-time reigning MVP and the first unanimous selection as an MVP in the history of the NBA, and you just take over control of the series, and once your team's backed against the wall, you literally pull that roster along with the entire city of Cleveland, to an NBA championship. How can you tell me he is still not the best that the NBA has to offer? And I defy you to tell me he's not. I just can't see how you can tell me he's not. The proof's in the pudding. I laid out the numbers, and if numbers aren't enough and it's about winning, well, he's now 3-4 in NBA Finals history, including being the first player to come back from down 3-1 in NBA Finals history. First player to ever lead all players in an NBA Finals history in those 5 statistical categories that I talked about. What more can you ask out of a man? I mean, you know, to me, there's no question that he's still the best and maybe the best for a couple of more years before he starts to decline. He's that good. All these other great players we talked about, a lot more failings than LeBron. And you can criticize that he hasn't won as high a percentage of NBA finals as you would like. Well, first of all, take out the first one in Cleveland, first trip to the NBA finals. That was the worst finals team in NBA history. His complementary weapons were Antoine Jameson and Mo Williams. And that's not enough. We know that. Could he have won a little bit more in Miami? Yeah, he probably could have won one more NBA finals. Last year, he was alone after all the injuries. And now you win here. And you upend a team who had the greatest regular season in NBA history. So realities are great winner, more consistent success in big spots than anybody in this game today. All apologies to all these other guys. And statistical measures that nobody can live up to right now. So he's the best player in the NBA today. There's no question about it. All apologies to all those other guys. And all apologies to your two-time MVP. I give him credit, made no excuses, but he's not the best player in the NBA today. That mantle is reserved for LeBron James of your NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers. Sorry, that's just the way it is. On the other side, we'll switch gears. We've done a lot of NBA. We'll do a lot more tomorrow. And on the other side, though, we want to dive into U.S. Open golf. Dustin Johnson off the schneid. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With pro-focused events that feature special savings opportunities just for pros, getting the best price on the right tools for the job couldn't be easier.
During Lowe's Pro Bonus Days, pros can save $150 on a carry-on utility trailer with gate. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Valid 6/23/624 and item number 100369. Exclusions apply, not available for sale in some stores, U.S. only.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on, but we're going to switch gears. It's been NBA Finals the entire way thus far, but now it's time we talk a little U.S. Open golf, and we bring in, from Golf News Net and Yahoo Sports, Ryan Ballingy. Ryan, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Always great to have you aboard.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, I should say. Bob's off today. Let's dive right in, and I guess the place we have to start, Dustin Johnson getting off the schneid. I mean, it wasn't an easy or controversy-free round. That said, on a Sunday where the course at Oakmont became the star, it was Dustin Johnson who really did a great job in taming that course. Talk a little bit about his final round and how he propelled himself to victory.
He played remarkable golf, and I think he came into the round for a relative position of strength for him. He wasn't in the lead. He didn't have to carry the burden like Shane Lowry did of a four-stroke lead with four of the last five guys at that kind of edge or better going into the final round of the U.S. Open winning the thing. And I think that was the good start for him, and then he kind of just played tough on the front nine. The birdie on nine was huge to draw even. I think that let him know with nine holes to play he was in this. When he got told on the 12th tee that there was a good chance, and I'm pretty sure it was probably strongly hinted at him that he was going to take a penalty at that point for what happened on the fifth green, he knew he was playing against not himself, but he had a common enemy. He had the USGA to be mad at. He had the leaderboard to be mad at. He had the course to be mad at, and he played like it. I know he struggled for a couple holes in there compared to how well he played tee to green throughout the course of the week, but he got through that stretch and I think settled in, and he settled at a time when Shane Lowry and Sergio Garcia and Scott Piercy and Brendan Grace were all failing. And that propelled him to the lead, and then he put an exclamation point on it with the way he played 18, which was just dominant and majestic.
Where does it go from here? You know, he has struggled so mightily, and just 1 year ago in the U.S. Open, that three-putt on 18 to lose that tournament. Does this open the floodgates for him? We've always talked about him being the best player to never win a major. Now that he's gotten off the schneid, could this really mentally open things up for him and allow him to perhaps win multiple majors?
I definitely think so, Joe. I mean, you think about Phil Mickelson, who came in earlier in the week on Tuesday, and someone asked him about Dustin Johnson in particular, kind of what Dustin's window would be going into the week of to still win a major. He's 31. Mickelson won his first 2 years later in 04 at the Masters 33. And Mickelson joked, he's still got some time. He's a great athlete, keeps take care of himself. If he can keep doing this for a long time. And I think that's the walk away from this week. Dustin isn't old. I mean, he's old by standards of the guys who won the last five majors or so. But he's hitting his golf prime. 31, 32, 33, 34, that is a golfer's prime. And so he's got his best years ahead of him. He's played his best golf in the last 2 years of his career. It just took that long to get that major demon exercise. And like you said, I think this could open the floodgates for him. I'm not going to tell you he's going to win 10 of the next 12 majors, but he could win two, three, or four of them. He's basically been a contender, a serious contender, toward the tail end of every major but the Masters. And that's even a little bit of a mystery why he hasn't pulled that off yet. I think he has the kind of game that can make major golf look easy. He did it this week from tee to green for the first 54 holes, and then in the final nine, he made this golf course look easy. It's not. It's anything but. And I think that he plays a different brand of golf than even Rory McIlroy, who's long, even Jason Day, who's long. He's longer than them. He's just got a better sense of ability, raw talent that he has now. That if he can channel that with the right mental focus, he can win a lot of majors.
You know, you talked about this course, and Oakmont, and it was going to play this year incredibly tough. How much did the rain end up helping, at least for the first couple of days after they got clear of the actual weather that caused the suspension of the first round and the multiple stoppages of play in the first round? Once they got going and things softened up a little bit, particularly on those greens, how much did it help these players on Friday and Saturday as they went through the first three rounds before Sunday and how hard it played? Talk a little bit about Friday and Saturday and how much easier the course was as a result of the weather.
I think it was a little bit easier from tee to green. You could see the fairways were more receptive throughout the course of the week, especially Friday and Saturday. They firmed up a little on Sunday, but they were still pretty receptive. Not nearly as firm and fast as it was here on Monday and Tuesday of championship week. I think that helped a little bit. I think it helped the longer players. But I think for Dustin Johnson, he would have played this golf course pretty much the same way had it been firm and fast. He would have just hit more three woods. But he hit so many great high cuts with the driver throughout the course of the week that I'm not certain that had it been firmer and faster that he wouldn't have won by more, because he basically putted the same greens. The green speeds on Sunday approached 15 on the stint meter, which is about 40% faster than these guys see week to week on the PGA Tour. And for a guy that isn't all that great of a putter, he handled them brilliantly. And the good thing for him, in a sense, was that these greens were so difficult to judge the speed with confidence that a lot of people left putt short. A lot of people had three putts. So he just kind of fell into the middle of the pack instead of the bottom of the rank. And that's enough of an edge for him with his skills from tee to green to put him ahead in a major championship like this, where hitting greens and hitting fairways matter. And he did that better than anybody, and that's why he's the winner.
I think you made some great points here, and that is the voice of Ryan Ballinger joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. But you mentioned some names, and they didn't figure prominently into this weekend's play. You talked about Rory. I think you mentioned Jordan Spieth somewhere in there. And you also mentioned Jason Day, and of the three, Jason Day was the only one that was a factor at all as the weekend moved along. Talk about the struggles of those three players and why they were such a non-factor in this U.S. Open.
I think in McIlroy's case, if you didn't have a sense that he was in trouble here, you probably haven't seen Rory play a lot of major championship golf. All four of his major wins have been with an aggregate score of 13 under par or better. And we knew the winning score wasn't going to be anywhere near that this week, even with how generously soft this golf course played over the 4 days. And that gets in McIlroy's head. And he knew it on Tuesday when people asked him how he feels he can win a major championship like this, a true U.S. Open. The U.S. Open he won in 2011 at Congressional was not a U.S. Open. The greens were soft. The course was soft. It was basically like playing a PGA championship, which he won. And that's in his head. I mean, he knows he needs to play a different brand of golf to handle a golf course where par is a great score, but he just cannot mentally adjust. And after he opened with 77, he came out here on the range, where I'm standing right now. He had a two-hour range session trying to figure out how to hit a high cut, to play a little bit more aggressively, hit driver off the tee more often, use his length as an edge. And he got himself in position. And then on the final hole for him, he duffed one in the bunker, almost like he knew he wasn't going to win, so he was going to get out of here. And I think that's going to be McIlroy's challenge for the remainder of his career, is trying to figure out how to play grinder golf, because he is a great aggressive player. He can make, when birdies and eagles are good scores, he can blow everybody away. His best is better than everybody's best. But when par is a good tour, this is not McIlroy's brand of golf. As for speed, this wasn't really going to be his golf course because of the reason I mentioned with Dustin Johnson earlier. His best skill is putting. It was somewhat mitigated this week by the fact that these greens are very fast, firm, difficult to read. You weren't going to make a lot of 25 and 30 footers. And so all of the things that Spieth does on the green to get momentum, to save momentum over the course of a round, was taken away from him at the start. And I think that probably bothered him a little bit. And the other part of it is that he did have to hit a couple more drivers. He isn't an accurate driver off the tee. He struggles at times with a weak fade. So for him, ball striking off the tee really set himself up to be in some bad spots where he wasn't going to be a factor in the end. And then Jason Day, I think he put it pretty well yesterday. He said, look, I played a great championship for 63 holes, but I played 9 really bad holes to get to 6 over par in the first round, and that was it. And you cannot do that in a U.S. Open. And he's been so close to this championship, 2 seconds, an 8th, a 9th. I mean, he is He's been a part of this championship makeup, the final story, for the last 4 or 5 years running. He knows he can figure it out. He's just kind of got to find the right mix of 72 holes where he doesn't have a blow-up nine, and he can win one of these one day.
Well said. I think you summarized this tournament brilliantly, and I think last couple of things before we let you go here, we got a couple of minutes left. You talked about by Sunday how slick these greens were and how fast they were, and yet in many ways how compliant the rest of the course was tee to green over the course of the entire weekend because of the rain on Thursday. That said, you look at the scores and you look at the final scores, -4, -1, -1, -1, even in a whole bunch of plus numbers. What would this course have scored like had we not gotten rain on Thursday?
I think we would have gotten a +5 or +6 winner, kind of like we did in 2007. I think folks who were kind of here on the ground said, if it rains, it's 5 shots better than what we would have, than we would other guys have gotten. And, you know, I thought that would have been even par, would have won. And were it not for Dustin Johnson, 1 under would have won. So I think that tells you something about the character of Oakmont, how difficult this place is. Even dampened by 3 inches of rain, even softened to the degree that the USGA had to let the ref throw out to make the missing the fairway an even bigger penalty, they only got 4 guys under par. And that speaks more to Oakmont than the USGA setup. It tells you how difficult the golf course can play, and that's why this is a golf course that's going to host a 10th U.S. Open in 2025, and it's probably the only golf course in this country that could host the U.S. Open on 24 hours' notice. And the Oakmont members are really proud of that fact, and they play this golf course basically the same way day in and day out. So that's what makes this a great venue, that even with all of its difficulty, even how tough it is for tee to green, especially on the green, this is a fair golf course. I didn't hear one player leave this week saying the setup was unfair. I heard half the field say that last year about Chambers Bay. I think that tells you something about the character of Oakmont.
Well said. Final one before we let you run. 2 minutes or less. The next major is the Open Championship across the pond. Any thoughts on early favorites going into that and what the character of that Open Championship may look at like based on where they're playing?
Troon is a fascinating venue. It has a lot of quirky holes. It produces some diverse sets of champions. But I think that we're going to see a longer player win this championship. That's just where golf is heading. This is not a short player's game anymore. That's why Jordan Spieth is chasing length left and right. He's trying to get 10, 12, 15 yards longer off the tee so he can just play within a club length of guys like Dustin Johnson and Jason Day from the fairway. You're going to get a lot of run out. It should be firm and fast. I think that a lot of guys aren't going to need driver to get around, even the shorter hitters. And you're going to see a test of traditional open golf. Probably a winning score if you get the weather right, 3, 4, 5 under par. And if you don't, then it'll turn a little bit into a 10-12 par affair. But you have to love Dustin Johnson in the next major. I think you have to love Jason Day in the next major. He plays a tough brand of golf, and he knows how to play that style. Pars and bogeys are bad, and birdies are great. So if that's the case, the Open Championship, I love those two guys, and I'll love to see Spieth do well for himself, but on the putting surfaces at Troon, I don't necessarily know with the green speeds they run, they're fairly slow, that he's necessarily going to be at much of an advantage there.
Ryan, thanks so much for a few. We'll look you up again before the Open Championship and get your thoughts and get a full-out preview on that as we get much closer to it. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. My pleasure now. Bye-bye. That was Ryan Ballingy joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. He's from Golf News Net and Yahoo Sports. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza, filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there, and they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.